Okay, so
just wondering the desire for food.
Yeah.
How to manage it? How to deal with it? Hopefully.
Oh, that is a takes the longest time.
The longest time.
I mean, the desire for food. There are two ways.
Yeah.
There's a normal asupa practice.
Yeah.
Where over time, the more you do the asupa practice, the more you see the loathsomeness of this body and the constant need to feed it, you know, and see what is going in and what is coming out, you know. I mean, it's a chemical factory.
Yes.
Yeah. That produces some heat. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The reflection about the most helpful thing is not to judge what you're eating, but to taste without any association. Just to taste, yeah?
Can you repeat?
When you eat, yeah? I mean, you look with your eyes, you know, and then and see all, and you make your plan, yeah? You have to cut down on that. When you eat, you have to stay with the buddho, yeah? Or with the breath, yeah? And don't say this is delicious, this is this. Yeah? Just taste, yeah? Because there are seven different tastes. Every kind of food has a mixture of these tastes. Some are salty, some are more bitter, some are more sweet, and so on and so on. Yeah? And then the desire for certain kinds of food will disappear over time. Yeah? But it is very difficult. So a super practice, yeah, helps, you know, seeing the loathsomeness, seeing what is coming in, what is going out, yeah. And sometimes looking at the stomach, yeah. I mean, when you throw up.
Yes, I know.
Nobody wants to eat it again. But for the stomach, he doesn't care.
Right.
He just burns it up, you know, and changes, you know, change the fuel, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like people don't want to, you know, don't want to drink the diesel or the gasoline that they put in their car, yeah? Yeah. But the car, you know, doesn't care, you know, it runs on it, yeah. And the other thing that is helpful is starting to fast, yeah. Not having any food, then having food, not having any food, then having food, yeah? and use the time. Yeah? But before you can start fast, you know, I mean, you should really be settled in your practice.
Yes. And I wonder, asupa, it's asupa about the food or about the body?
By the body.
By the body.
Yeah. I mean, you can look at the food, yeah? I mean, you can reflect about the food. What happens to these leaves after 3 days or 4 days?
Yes, they are disgusting.
Rotting. Yes, first of all, you know, I mean, they go, you know, and then they start rotting, and then it's a very pure smell, yeah?
Yes. But even though I still need to reflect the body parts,
yeah?
Like in the full time, or remove the desire for food, focus on my body, not on the food, right? Focus on, no.
You can look at anything, you know, but most of the time, you know, look at the body, yeah?
Okay.
The food will drop, the more you do that, the more you understand about the body, yeah? And you see it, it's just like a, I call it a biological robot, yeah?
What?
Biological robot.
Robot, okay. Yes,
it works with biology, yeah?
Yes.
I mean, our robots work with mechanics, and this one works with biology, you know?
Yes.
But it needs energy, just like a robot needs energy, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah? We need certain things for the joints, yeah? I mean, this is more biological, you know, but it derives from the food, yeah? That we get, yeah? I mean, yes, it is amazing, but, you know, what do we have it for, yeah? It's not us, yeah?
Yes, no.
It's a very comfortable car, yeah?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some people love, you know, love Mercedes, or they even love Lamborghini, or they love, you know, Rolls Royce, yeah? But, you know, Fiat 500, you know, is enough, you know, to get from A to B.
Right. and
yeah. Okay.
Okay.